Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Friends, today we're going to be reading from a bit of a lengthy reading from John chapter 21, starting in verse 1. Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They said to him, "We also will come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught nothing to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and they were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. Then they climbed out on the shore, and they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in like manner the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. This is an awesome reading. I love this story. Why? I think it speaks something profoundly human to us. This third time that Jesus revealed himself after his resurrection to his disciples, Jesus does so deliberately, right? I think we can be safe in making the statement that what Jesus does, he does with intention. And here, Jesus chooses to reveal himself in his glorified body, not in a way that we see elsewhere, to dispel doubt, to dispel fear, to empower those people to come and believe, to teach some profound teaching. What did he do? He revealed himself in two fundamental activities that his disciples engaged in every day. You see, after the conclusion of Jesus's public ministry with his death, his execution, right? What did the disciples do? They went back to what they knew. They were out in a boat fishing. Recall that when they were called into service with Jesus, they left behind this career path. And here they were again, trying their hand rather unsuccessfully. So Jesus comes to them and he meets them, not in the temple, not in the synagogue, right? Not preaching from the Torah. He meets them in a fishing boat. And how does he reveal himself to them? He reveals himself to them in eating breakfast over a little bonfire on the beach. I think sometimes when we encounter the risen Lord, we might have this expectation that every experience that we have with him is going to be this mountaintop, spectacular, transformational experience. But I think that Jesus has got a cooler plan for us. He doesn't just want to take us from where we are up to where we could be. I think that Jesus' desire for us is far simpler and more profound. He wants his presence in our lives to transform our lives. Jesus meets us like he meets his apostles that next day back in the fishing boat. He meets us like he meets his apostles that next morning over breakfast. When we have those amazing mountaintop faith-filled experiences, let's not just continue to look for Jesus there. Let's look for him in the next moment, in the next day, the next week, at home, at work, on the drive, with family. Jesus, let us find you there. Friends, thanks for joining today. Once again, my name is Aaron Richards. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us online at damascus.net. God bless. Have a great day.